Degrees and clear skies in Nashville. Good morning, I'm Ina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. The Nashville Electric Service is pursuing reforms after its electric system failed during the ice storm in January. Power losses stretched out for 16 days, and the company delayed giving people estimates for the time of restoration. WPLN's Caroline Eggers reports that an independent review shows it didn't have to be that way.
The storm coated Nashville with upwards of 0.75 inches of ice, snapping tree limbs and pulling down power lines. About half the city lost power. Now, NES is looking to do better. The group hired legal groups to coordinate a review of its planning and response to the storm. And CEO Teresa Boyle-Zaplin told the company's board on Wednesday that NES is taking action now, ahead of the stormy spring season.
So we've committed the last 80-plus days to making significant progress in the areas that impact our customers the most.
The review found that NES did not have sufficient planning or communication for a large-scale event. Critically, the company did not have a reliable method to estimate the workers needed to respond to the storm. The review authors also recommend a new outage alert system. Then NES can consistently provide an estimated time of restoration when customers lose power. Caroline Eggers, WPLN News.
Starting next year, Tennessee State Capitol building, as well as Legislative Plaza, several memorials, administrative and office buildings, and surrounding streets and sidewalks, will be part of a new Capitol protection zone. Senators passed the bill along party lines yesterday, and it now heads to the governor's desk. The Tennessean reports the bill will increase law enforcement presence at the Capitol, with GOP lawmakers citing rising concerns about civil unrest and terrorism. It allows the state's commissioner of safety to assign dedicated officers trained on protecting government officials, laws regulating protests on state property, and dealing with large public gatherings. Democratic lawmakers criticized the measure as unnecessary. There's been no major security breach since the current mechanism, which uses Tennessee Highway Patrol officers, and it started 45 years ago. A Nashville man has been charged with sexual exploitation of a minor over the course of 6 months. Metro Police say Jerry DuBose used Grok AI to generate sexual images of infant-aged girls. That's an AI tool owned by Elon Musk's company xAI. DuBose, who used the name Jerry Dub, was arrested after officers searched his home and found more than 40 child sex abuse material on his online account. DuBose is in jail on a $25,000 bond. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.